This is a sort of a prayer for my friend Kieran Sullivan. Kieran Sullivan was a great man, and I miss him. You know, in the Catholic world, Kieran Sullivan's body got mailed back to sender, but Kieran Sullivan is, not was, is. Who Kieran Sullivan is cannot be obviated by what he was. So here's for Kieran. June, I get to talk about wine to a friend of mine who was a bomber pilot in the Pacific in the Second World War, and he says, huh, I'll tell you a wine story. You know, a lot of guys didn't make it back from the war. A lot of guys sank into the wine dark sea. I keep their names in my heart. Guys never seen again on this earth. Brave guys, boys mostly, of course. I see their faces sometimes, those guys, and I stop what I'm doing and I say a prayer. You never know what prayers do, Brian. You just never know. And they don't have any graves, really, you know, those guys. They fell in the water. So sometimes, once in a while, when I'm having a glass, I pour them a glass, you know, to remember them by. I pour myself a glass, and I pour them a glass, and I sit with them for a minute, and then I pour their wine into the dirt. So at least one place on earth remembers those boys that minute, you know. Mike Arden has drunk some fine wine in memory of those boys. They were just kids. Most of them, some of them not even old enough to ever even had a glass of wine. But I remember those guys. Good guys. Gone. We talked about his experiences as a pilot in the war for a while, and he says to me, some guys, when they came back to the ship from their bombing runs, they were so keyed up and rattled that they had to have a shot of whiskey before they could even talk, before they could debrief, as he said. Not me, though. I never like whiskey much. I like wine. A little bit of wine with your food is a gift from God, and that's a fact. You couldn't have had wine in that situation anyway. Wine's for thinking and talking, you know, like beer. Beer is for talking and laughing. Whiskey is for when you need a shock to the system or for finishing off a great night. You drink whiskey too early, you got a problem one way or another. Either you like it too much, or the cops like you too much. My friend tells me about a night his plane ran out of gas as he and his crew returned from a bombing run on a Japanese troop ship, and the plane went down in the cold black ocean, and the three men dove into the ocean and scrambled into the life raft and prayed all night, and near dawn they were rescued by an American ship, which traded them back to their mothership in exchange for ice cream. Two footnotes here. A, all three men had rosaries on their person. Issued to them by their captain as Navy equipment. Whatever your religious tradition was, you were given beads. This particular captain, which I never forgot. I thought, there's a cool dude. The other thing was, Kieran said to me, they were rescued for 5 gallons of ice cream each. The ship traded them back. And as Kieran said, 3 gallons too many. We weren't worth that. And the way they were rescued was the ship came by, and there's their life raft. And the ship came, they were there all night long, with not a single light in the world. He said it was the blackest night I ever saw, and we weren't sure we were going to come out of that night, of course. But near dawn, a ship came by, and this is before helicopters were doing any work, right? This was in the Second World War. So the way they rescued him was they threw a rope down to the life raft and yanked each guy up. Well, when they yanked Kieran up, all the skin came off his hands. It burned off on the rope, right? So which explains... I said to him, did you have a glass of wine when you got back to the ship finally? He goes, nope, took a shower, screamed. My screams could be heard for 5 decks, he said, because he was taking a shower, hot water on his hands. Got my hands bandaged and went back to sleep. When we woke up, we got another plane and went back to work. Wars don't wait, Brian. A lot of boys didn't come back from that night, though. I'll have a glass in memory of those guys tonight. I will too, Kieran, I say. Good man. Good on you, he says. A few months later, I get a letter in the mail from his daughter telling me that her dad died peacefully and his wife and children and grandchildren were around him when he died. So he died happy. That night, I get a good bottle of wine and have a glass in his memory and I pour a glass in my garden for all the boys who fought and still do and all the wars that don't wait. Amen.